Well, damn, Jackie. I can't control the weather. Hurricane Michael.
Welcome to the Big J and BB Show, everybody. I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And I am Joey Real Talk of Toronto.
I can't keep track of how many nicknames I have, so I'm just going to start switching it up every week.
I didn't pay attention. Who are you?
Green Machine again this week.
Green Machine.
Yeah, we're just kind of bouncing back and forth. This is a sports podcast. We'll be going over week 5 in the NFL with a preview of week 6 and a couple of the other things going on in the sports world right now. If you want to listen to any of our podcasts, including the recent gaming one we had with Michael the Black Dolphin Manzel, you can listen to those on Spotify, Apple Podcast app, and the Google Play Music Store. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/BigJandBBShow, and on Twitter at BigJandBBShow. Make sure you're checking out our buddy Undead Red Bull on Twitch, twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. Yeah. There we go. I think I got it. Okay, cool.
Nice.
Before we jump into the NFL, let's do a couple other little sport things going on. Like the MLB postseason is in full swing. See what I did there?
Nice.
I know. I like it. I do too. So the NLCS and the ALCS are set. We have the Dodgers versus the Brewers and the Red Sox versus the Astros. The Astros made really quick, brilliant. I mean, all four teams made quick work of who they played against. The Red Sox only lost one game to the Yankees. Dodgers lost a game to the Braves. Well, the Brewers swept the Rockies, and the Astros, the defending champs, swept the Indians. So, really wish the Brewers' home games weren't this weekend, because I kind of wanted to just go. I found a couple tickets for like $120. I just kind of wanted to go, but I can't, so I'm a little pissed about that. I lost the Indians pick. Still got the Brewers in there, though. Super excited about them. That'd be cool for them to win. That's my NL team. Astros look really dangerous, so be interesting to see if they can beat the Red Sox, who are the best team in baseball, record-wise. So that'll be interesting. Let's see what else we got going on. The Hawks started. They won a couple of overtime games back-to-back. The Tays has been on a roll. We watched a little bit of it before the fight. Yeah.
They were looking pretty good. They've been in high scoring games.
Their defense sucks dick.
But at least we could output as much too to keep up with it.
Yeah, that's also true. Taves got a hat trick in the second game of the year, so that was pretty cool. I think Corey Crawford is slated to possibly be back next week. Finally, thank God, that should help a lot.
Yeah, we could use it.
Let's see, Bulls season's about to start next week, so that'll be awesome. We had UFC 225. Really good. Get some solid fights overall. Derek Williams beat the I'm not even gonna pretend to remember the guy's name that was Russian, but he got a knockout with 11 seconds to go after getting his ass beat the whole fight.
Oh yeah, he was being dominated the whole match, and the big Russian dude was just laying into him, but he kept trying to throw haymakers, and I told our buddy, I'm like, he only needs one to connect and that's game over. And sure as shit, like you said, about 11, but like the 10-second-ish mark, mm-hmm. He got one good hook, and it was night-night. That was over.
His balls were hot.
Oh, yeah. Why are your pants off? My balls is hot. Understandable.
And now he's got a title fight coming up in November against heavyweight champ Daniel Cormier. That'll be really cool to see, too.
Yeah, Daniel Cormier is a fun fighter to watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they announced that John Jones is coming back to face Alexander Gustafsson in December, I believe. So that'll also be really cool to watch as well. I believe that cleared up all the other sports stuff kind of going on. As the season's progressed for the Bulls and Hawks, we'll be going over them a little bit more frequently, along with our football talk as well. So we are going to start with Week 5 review. Joe, the two teams want to buy were?
Chicago and Tampa Bay.
After Tampa got their ass beat, they kind of needed it, so that's pretty cool. New England played Indy on last Thursday night, and New England, really dominated the game.
I would just like to point out with the buys, both teams played each other the past week. And yeah. So Tampa needed to recover from their butt. And Chicago needed to recover from just fucking doing way too much. So.
Yeah, I think I told Tim, I said that if, thank God, the Bears had a bye, because I felt like if they, after the hot game, Mitch Trubisky, 5 touchdowns, if he had a game the next week, he's probably fucking awful. I felt it. So good that he had a week off. And he'll return this week with the arm sleeve, so that's awesome. Like I said, New England, Indianapolis, Thursday night. New England whooped the shit out of Andrew Luck and the Colts. Colts made a couple of scores late in the game, kind of like, you know, kind of gimme points at that point. But yeah, New England owned them, and that's a scary New England offense.
It is, but it isn't. They're still working on some things, mm-hmm. but they're the team to be like, hey, this is a problem. It's going to get fixed right here, right now.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of weapons. And now with Edelman back in the fold and getting everything going, Sony Michel, the running back, has looked really good the last couple of weeks as well, so that's really nice. Moving forward, New England's definitely a scary team. It's so funny. We go back and forth about, oh, is New England, they're done. They're done. And then a couple weeks after that, we're like, oh, man, they're so great.
Well, they have one bad game. They're like, oh, nope, they're washed up.
They're fucking done. Tom Brady hates Belichick, bro. It's over.
Right, then you got Josh Gordon signed, and then you're just like, oh, well.
And Edelman's back. Oh, yeah. They're fucking ready to roll. So New England's still going to be a scary team to look out for. Wouldn't be surprised they still end up as the number one seed anyway. We'll move on to Atlanta and Pittsburgh. Two teams really, really struggling coming into this game. And Pittsburgh finds their offense and really their defense, too, and really hammers down on Atlanta.
Yeah, they finally put up a good fight. I feel like, I don't know, Pittsburgh's been struggling. Even with a win like this, it's not looking great for them.
Another 2-2-1.
Yeah, not bad, but, like, as far as longevity goes, it's not looking like... a sure bet.
Pittsburgh's a thing that I think they're so talented that they can make a wild card and still have a chance at a Super Bowl because they're so talented. When it clicks, it clicks. That's how I look at it. I look at the rest of that division, and I just don't like it. Cincinnati, yeah, they're 4-1, but they haven't... Like, Andy Dalton still hasn't had one of his meltdown games, and he's really due for one. So I'm just assuming it's coming. Cleveland, Baltimore, I'm not a huge fan of Baltimore. Too inconsistent. So, Pittsburgh to me, even at 2-2-1, still the favorite moving forward. And we know Le'Veon Bell comes back in a couple weeks. So,
but they don't think they're going to start him.
Probably not.
I wouldn't.
Probably going to keep James Conner going.
Yeah, he's doing good. Let the kid roll.
Yep. Speaking of Cincinnati, they beat Miami 27-17. Miami looks awful, and it doesn't look good because they play the Bears this week.
Yeah, Tannehill's going to have a rough time.
Might be the benching of Tannehill. Might happen. Carolina and the New York Giants had a really fun game. Odell threw the longest touchdown pass of the season for the Giants. 50-yard touchdown to Saquon Barkley, so that was cool. Or 57-yard touchdown, sorry. And the Panthers kept fighting, and Graham Gano, my God, iron leg. Like 63 yards he kicked it.
Yeah, with 1 second left.
Yeah, to drill it. That was awesome to win the game, and Panthers win 33-31. And the Giants are just bad. Still bad.
Yeah, like even Odell said, it's like, why can't we throw the ball more than 20 yards?
Eli's gone after this year. Yeah, I think
he has to be. He's not a bad quarterback, but he's just not working on that team.
No, and, some people will sit there and question them for drafting Saquon Barkley. Okay, as you got a top running back now. You have a top, really good receiver, top five receiver, and Odell Beckham. Go out there and get your quarterback next draft. You're going to have a high pick. Go get your quarterback. The Bills have two wins, and they beat Tennessee 13-12. What an ugly game.
Oh, yeah. Like, some of them are just like, wow, that's pretty good. And then the ones that are like this are like, oh, these are just two teams scrapping.
Do you like offense? Because you didn't get any out of Cleveland and Baltimore. And Cleveland gets their second win of the year, 12-9.
In overtime.
My God. Like,
once
late.
Again, going to overtime.
They've played teams really close this whole year so far, and that's pretty cool to see.
Honestly, this is showing Cleveland's hungry. They're tired of being brown. They're tired of being shit. So they're trying to work up, and damn, they're proving themselves.
They have a really good defense. They have a solid defense, and the offense is kind of finding its way. Baker Mayfield gets his first win in his first home game, though. His first home game leads to a home win. So that was really cool. The Jets with the surprise of the week, knocking off the Broncos. I can't tell you how many people I heard saying, oh, yeah, there's no way the Jets win this game. Like, they look terrible. And Isaiah Crowell was like, I'm going to run for 219 yards.
Yeah, that was something. I don't think anybody really seen that coming because I know in a lot of fantasy leagues he was not drafted. Mm-hmm. Like, I know in ours he was open and I tried to get him and didn't get him. But, the dude just went off.
Awesome. Worked for us. Kansas City moves to 5-0 by beating the Jaguars 30-14. Really thought the Jaguars were going to put up more of a fight. Like, they have such a great defense. But Blake Bortles looked like the old Blake Bortles, and that was rough. You see how many times he threw off a guy's heads?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched a couple of them.
It was awful. Joey, your Packers. I don't know what's going on. They lost to Detroit 31-23. There looks like there's some tension between Rodgers and McCarthy. Rodgers really calling out a lot of play calling. So, Joe, what's the state of your Packers right now?
I kind of compare the Packers to New England just for the fact of they see a problem, they get it fixed. So, more or less, Rodgers is seeing what the problems are and trying to get them fixed. The problems are we have nobody on offense anymore because they're all fucking hurt. So, and plus, you got Aaron's hurt too. Even though he's playing, that dude's hurt.
He's frustrated.
And I don't know. I mean, you looked promising at one point, then you fall apart, then you look promising. I'm still okay with where they're at. I think we'll still be able to bounce back. But as far as our division goes, I think we'll be battling for third, maybe second.
I knew this was going to be a really tough division top to bottom because the Lions are no slouches. They're not. I mean, when you have a quarterback like Matt Stafford, you have some of the weapons he does. I mean, they're going to be a competitive team. You obviously have the Vikings who won last year and were very dominant, the Green Bay Packers, and then the up-and-coming Bears. So it's going to be a tight division. Minnesota ended up picking up a win to stay tied with Green Bay, 23-21 over the defending Super Bowl champs Philadelphia, who lose their starting running back Jay Ajayi for the year with a torn ACL. Now the Eagles are trying to make a trade possibly for LeSean McCoy, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Jordan Howard. I don't know, somebody. They need a running back.
Dude, David Johnson, because even though, sorry not to jump in on you, but even though Arizona won, I don't know if David Johnson needs to be in Arizona anymore. He needs to find someone with a good line, and they will run it and be like, you know, we need to punch it in, David Johnson.
Yeah, no, the Arizona's offense looks really rough right now. They did win 28-18 over San Francisco, who, I mean, their season's fucked. It's washed. I don't care. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo went down. You kind of knew that was the end of that. So, they'll have another top pick. That would be cool. The Rams moved to 5-0, beating the Seattle Seahawks 33-31 in a really close one.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, it's so fun watching the Rams play because they're a fun team to watch. They put on a show, their defense, offense, and they're a great football team.
Mm-hmm. Sunday night football goes to overtime. Battle of Texas. Houston wins 19-16. And, like, I don't know if I want to say, like, it was a good game.
Well, we watched that game. It was something.
Wasn't great. Dallas looks bad. I mean, Dak Prescott's just not good. Not good. He's not looking good right now. It's his third year, and he's just not. It's not looking like he's really taking it to that next level, and that's a problem. I will say, he doesn't have a lot of weapons at all. I mean, he's got really no receivers at this point. Yeah, they have Zeke Elliott, but Zeke can only do so much. That whole division, the NFC East, is a mess right now. So, Cowboys are still in it, but they need to figure themselves out very quickly. Speaking of a bad NFC East, the Washington Redskins get wrecked on Columbus Day by Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, who Drew Brees officially becomes the quarterback with the most passing yards in history, passing Peyton Manning.
It's pretty awesome. Well, he passed, Brett Favre, then Peyton Manning.
Yes.
They did both on the same night.
Yeah, Drew Brees, one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. I love it. He always, he does it for the little guy because he's so short. So talented, such a great story. He has really embodied what New Orleans, the city of New Orleans, is. So hats off to Drew Brees. And, man, the Redskins just got wrecked, just like Kamara did, because he didn't do shit for the Saints.
Yeah, that's true.
That was awful for fantasy owners.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Yep.
Terrible. But New Orleans Saints are 4-1. They lead their division. They look pretty good moving into Week 6. And we start Week 6 with a battle of a very terrible division. It's the Eagles versus the Giants. Joe, who you got?
I think I got to go with Philly because the Giants just don't have anything going for them at the moment.
I will also go with Philly because the Giants are bad. Bears at Miami. You bear down.
Yeah, probably. Probably Bears.
Now, Mitch Trubisky, over or under 3 touchdowns passes?
Under.
I agree. I don't think you could do it twice. That's rough.
No, you had a hot week, that's probably good for the year, to be honest.
He's wearing the arm sleeve, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe. Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati. Joe, who you got?
I like watching these two teams play. It's just like when Pittsburgh and Baltimore play, because they're just fucking brutal. They beat the shit out of each other. I'm going to go with Cincinnati. One, they're at home. Two, isn't J.J. hurt?
Juju Smith-Schuster?
Yeah.
He might be. I think he's supposed to play, though.
I think he was, like, between, like, doubtful and questionable. And then plus, I don't know. I'm still iffy on Pittsburgh, and I think Ben's just... I'm just waiting for him to get hurt, because you know he does every time, and I don't know. The team just doesn't feel great.
I will flip it. I'll take Pittsburgh, because I'm waiting for Cincinnati to have a bad game, and it's coming. Andy Dalton is due, and he always, 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 it feels like he just has a complete shit game against Pittsburgh when he shouldn't. So I think it happens here. I wouldn't be surprised on the flip side. Pittsburgh just, like, blows up and, like, loses again. But I think Pittsburgh right now, they know they got to win. I think they're going to knock off Cincinnati here. Arizona versus Minnesota. The Vikings are 10-point favorites. I don't blame them.
Yeah, I'm going with the Vikings. That's an easy pick.
Terrible, terrible.
I don't know if I'm going to start David Johnson.
Terrible. Seattle at Oakland. Man, that's real hard. Because, like, I keep thinking that Oakland's going to have, like, a good game.
Dude, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm just waiting for them to break out.
And they won't.
They don't. Yeah, they won't. And they don't. And damn, I want them to. Because I hate Seattle. I'm going to Oakland. I just really don't like Seattle.
I'm going to go with Seattle here. Safe pick. I don't know. I guess trust Russell Wilson a little bit more than Derek Carr. Carolina at Washington. Yeah, Carolina.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Carolina. Washington hasn't been looking great.
Tampa versus Atlanta. Fuck, I mean, that's hard. Tampa coming off a bye. Atlanta coming off a terrible loss to Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with Atlanta because I think they have to get it right.
I don't know. I think I'm going to say Tampa's kind of figuring their shit out. Jameis Winston is just, I think he's just going to do it.
Get it done. Buffalo at Houston. Houston 10-point favorites. And Houston looked, looked all right against Dallas. Buffalo obviously looked in their game against Tennessee, but they won. Both teams did. But I'm going to go with Houston here.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
It's tough, isn't it?
Just for the fact of, I don't know if LeSean McCoy is going to be 100% healthy. I'm going to go with Houston.
We got Chargers at Browns. Joey, who you got?
Is it weird that I kind of, in a weird way, want to say Cleveland?
That's not weird at all.
I kind of want to say Cleveland. LA Chargers are a great fucking team. They're pretty good. But Cleveland's, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what they put in the water over there, but they're putting up some shit. And they're at home again, and I don't know. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
I'm also going with Cleveland because they're at home, and it's Baker time. There's just some type of energy right now in that building when they're playing. And the defense has played offensive very good. The big thing is the Chargers' defense has been kind of shit lately. That's why they're sitting at 3-2, and they should probably be 4-1, if not 5-0. The offense has looked pretty solid. But I don't know. There's something about Cleveland. I'm going to keep riding that hot train while I can. We could probably really be wrong. They just get blown the fuck out by the Chargers. But I like it. I'm going to go with Cleveland, too.
Yeah, I think after that first win, or even that tie with Pittsburgh in week one.
Changed them.
I think it showed them, like, we could actually do this. Mm-hmm. Like, we could be potential, like, really emphasizing potential contenders.
Real big on potential.
Yeah.
Indianapolis against the Jets. I make you pick all the hard ones first.
I know, and I don't know why. I mean, oh, God.
I'm going to go with the Colts, man. I think the Jets blew their load in that game.
Think so? I don't know. I think Crowell's is going to be like, you know what? I have a big dick. I'm going to keep running it.
He got big dick energy, huh?
But, I mean, Indy hasn't done shit.
I know.
Andrew Luck, I mean, I will give them a year to recover because Andrew Luck hasn't played in, what, fucking 15 years? So he needs to learn how to play the game again, get functioning.
Holy fuck.
So I'm not going to ride an Indianapolis just yet, but Second damn, do the Jets suck, but I'm picking the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Yeah, yeah, I'll go Colts. It's whatever. The Rams, 5-0 against Denver. We're going 6-0 because the Rams are winning this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it. I mean, the, I don't know. They got to lose.
You know, they play the Chiefs, who are also undefeated in late November.
I think they both lose before then.
I don't think the Rams do. Maybe.
I kind of want to say Denver might be the one to beat them.
That is tough.
Damn, I really don't want to give an answer on this.
Well, you have to pick.
I know. Damn, I want to pick the Rams, but I have a feeling this is the one that they lose.
Oh.
So I think I'm officially going with Denver.
That was the most cheap answer I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Jacksonville at Dallas. Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well. Dak Prescott is looks like
poopy
ass. But, I mean, Blake Bortles, though.
Okay.
8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
It's okay.
That man doesn't like to throw it to his team.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know what? Boys.
You taking the Cowboys?
Taking the boys.
The boys. Baltimore at Tennessee. Both teams are like, what the fuck happened last week? Yeah, maybe. I don't know what. I don't know. Fuck. I'm going to go with Baltimore. It's a really shitty week.
It really is. I'm going to agree with you on Baltimore, though.
Quote the Raven, man. Nevermore. 5-0 Kansas City goes to New England. Joey, does it end here?
This was going to be my other one where I think they both lose. I don't know. Does Tom Brady figure his shit out? Do they pull it off again?
I'll tell you that I'm taking New England.
You are?
Yeah, because that offensive New England, like I said, last couple weeks, it's really starting to get rolling. New England's got a better defense than teams and people give them credit for. Kansas City's defense is okay. It's been really covered up because Mahomes has been so outstanding. What I will say is Mahomes didn't have like this huge game against Jacksonville. They won big because of their defense, because Blake Bortles was fucking awful. You're not playing Blake Bortles. You're playing Tom Brady, who's got new toys he wants to use. So, and you're in New England on Sunday night. You know Brady in primetime is like has like what, under 5 losses?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I mean, I get it. And you know what really sold me is before we started this podcast, I saw Bill Belichick's interview and they asked him, does this feel kind of like this is a significant game because you're playing for the AFC title already? And he said, it feels like we're playing the Chiefs on Sunday night. And I said, he's ready to roll. I'm taking the Patriots. I don't know if the Rams lose. I'm not good enough to say that, but I will say the Chiefs lose this week.
I think I might go New England as well. Because I think both undefeateds take an L here this week.
You want to talk about a really shitty Monday night game? There was a slaughter last week, right? With Drew Brees slaughtering the Redskins on Christopher Columbus Day. Very rude. Now we're going to be on an October 15th, Monday night, at Lambeau Field. It's going to be kind of chilly, right? And the fucking Niners. I understand when they made the schedule, this game looked great on paper because Jimmy Garoppolo against the Packers. But God, is this fucking awful. I'm thank God we're working. The Packers are going to slaughter the 49ers.
Would be cool.
You don't think it happens?
I think they win, but I don't think it's going to be a slaughter. No.
What?
No.
Who's scoring for San Francisco? They don't even know what Breida's going to play.
No, I'm more worried about Green Bay's offense. I don't know who's actually going to show up.
Aaron's throwing to himself 5 times.
Not with that leg, he isn't.
You're right. Green Bay's winning this one, though.
Yeah, I can see that.
Without a doubt. What's something?
The teams on bye, Detroit and New Orleans.
They didn't play each other last week, so broke the trend already. Bastards. What's something or someone, Joe, that you're really looking to see what's going to happen or what they're going to do this week?
Honestly, the team, I'm gonna go with Cleveland. I think if you beat LA, you beat the Chargers, I should say, I think you start the steamroll.
Oh.
I think once you get that 2 in a row, I think you kind of start rolling. Mm-hmm. And I could see them picking up that pace because, one, it's Cleveland. That's just how they roll. It's the same thing with, you know, back when LeBron was like, you know, I'm going to carry this team. not saying anybody in Cleveland is carrying that team, but as a whole, I think if you get another win, you get the back-to-back win, I think you start moving.
The one team I really want to see, well, I obviously, not even being a homer, but I want to see what do the Bears do after a bye week, right? You literally just blew your load against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Offensively, had an amazing game. Everything clicked. And defensively, we already know what we're getting out of them every week. You're playing a Miami team that is struggling bad. They're reeling after two really awful losses. Can you pounce on that? Because if you can, my thing is with the Bears, I'll be more interested in them, I guess, in next week probably more because they play New England. The next four games, you play Miami in Miami, and you play at home against New England, and then you have Bills and Jets, or Jets and Bills. Realistically, you should win three out of those four games, right? Realistically. So that would put you at what, 6-1? I mean, at that point, that's tough because that tie between the Vikings and Packers is going to throw a wrench into all their shit. That's what's going to fuck them in the end. So I'm interested to see, can the Bears pounce on the Dolphins? Because this is where you would want to do it. Now, I'm going to bring up something because you said the Rams are losing the Broncos, but you didn't really feel confident about it. If they beat the Broncos, right, and you said it's going to happen before the 19th against the Chiefs, they're going to lose. Tell me, I'm going to name off the week, and I want you to tell me win or loss. They play the Niners next week.
That's a win.
They play the Packers, and they're home. In L.A.
I think they beat them.
Yeah, I do too. Now they're on the road for the Saints after that. They might lose to the Saints.
I could see them losing to the Saints.
Now they're home against Seattle. I don't think they lose that game. Not at home.
I could see them losing to the Saints and very potentially, depending on how Green Bay's looking, to Green Bay.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. I don't see them losing to the other two. All right, that's what I was thinking too, is the Saints. I don't know about Green Bay. That's kind of tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard because, like I said, there's issues right now in Green Bay. Whether or not they want to address it or not, there's issues. Now, my thing with Rodgers being all upset, you're kind of bringing it on yourself, Mr. Highest Played Player in the NFL. That's on you. Okay? There's reasons why guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Big Ben and Drew Brees, there's reasons these guys take pay cuts. It's because they know then that money can go to fill other needs for the team. Rodgers wanted to get paid. Nothing wrong with it. I understand. But then he has to understand what's going to happen after that. Because it's not like Green Bay has drafted these great offensive weapons for him. Devontae Adams, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there you go. Every fucking running back you touch, like, it just doesn't work.
They just fall apart.
And defensively, I think this year in particular has been better because I think going after two cornerbacks right away really helped that secondary a lot. And the linebacking core is okay. So Rodgers kind of had to look at it and go, whoa, fuck, man, we're not drafting shit. Like, I don't know. What are we going to do? Like, how do you think, if you're Green Bay, what do you have to do to get it right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a couple pieces that still need to be filled, but yeah. Question is if they ever will get filled.
Your realistic expectations for the Bears? Because you've enjoyed watching them.
What are you talking about? Like
future? For the rest of the way.
It really depends on how they're going to look after this bye week.
So you're not willing to buy in 100% yet?
No, yeah, it's still early. We're only in week six still.
Yeah.
We still got 10 fucking weeks of football, so.
Right.
A lot can change.
Now, we do know this is kind of where we start to really start to define teams at this point, right?
Yeah, this is where everything starts to split.
Mm-hmm. After the first few weeks, we kind of like, okay, now I think we can figure it out. I think that kind of covers it for football this week. Really not, like, great games, but, like, they might turn out to be good.
Yeah, it might be a week you don't really pay too much attention to, but.
Except in fantasy.
Yeah, so some things could surprise you.
Yeah. Well, that does it for us, guys. Like I said, you can listen to all our podcasts on Spotify, the Apple Podcast app, and Google Play Music Store. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BigJandBBShow and on Twitter @BigJandBBShow. And as always, catch our buddy at Undead Red Bull. It's twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. And I found a quote, so I'll do a quote.
Go ahead.
You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. Dr. Seuss.
You stay breezy, Chicago.